Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, the Diva Discussion Series. And it's been a while, but she's back. We've got the mystery diva in the house. Hello.
Woo, back in the house, Dr. Denise.
OMG, right before you and I were deciding to do this, I was like, it feels like ages since we've recorded. And in reality, it's been since February 9th. That's a while.
That is a while. And I so appreciate always having these discussions with you. And, you know, we've just all been so busy and it's taken a bit, taken a minute, as they say, but we're here, we're back and we're ready.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say cheers to you fighting the fight. I feel like what you're doing and what many of us are doing in our homes and throughout the world is we're kind of facing some tough stuff. And I just want to do a pause because since you and I spoke, the world's seen some, you know, some kind of positive things with the pandemic starting to simmer down in parts and then waxing and waning. And then we need to just really give some love and energy towards Ukraine. So, you know, maybe at the same time you were gone, it feels like there's just been so much. What do you think?
No, agreed. And, you know, it always tends to be that way where there has to be some sense of balance. Yes, we're finally getting personal relief and social relief through the pandemic, luckily going down. We don't have as many deaths or illnesses or restrictions. Masks are being lifted. People are getting back to the land of the living. Industries are opening up again, and that's fantastic. But then on the other hand, you've got, you know, countries that are suffering, war going on, and all of that. So there's always this balance between yin and yang, and unfortunately, there is a lot of stuff going on right now still.
Well, you know, this is our actual fifth show that we've done together, fifth episode within this Diva Discussions, and I'm going to put the links to some of the other shows we've done, but I really want to just give you kudos and shout out. You've been fighting your fight and with justice, and you're still in it. And I think that's one of the big reasons why you're the mystery diva. We're not putting your name for now, just because we want to offer some privacy while you're dealing with this, but also to make sure you still have a voice. So how does that feel that we are kind of like saying, hey, even though you're fighting your fight, you still have a voice and this is time for us to get together and talk about some important things?
Well, I love it. I mean, it's really important for people to feel that they have a voice, no matter what your particular circumstance is. Yes, in mine right now, I'm still in the middle of this situation, and part of it was made public. So I'm trying to just dispel all that and just keep this private and let that justice matter do what it needs to do until it has resolution. But no one ever wants to feel silenced. And quite honestly, as you know personally, because I've shared a lot with you about this, that's the reason I even took this challenge on to begin with, is I felt it was really important for this situation to be heard, to be exposed, to be known about. So in order to help others, it's when people aren't willing to speak up, even at their own detriment sometimes, that it leads to other people falling. And that's what I wanted to prevent. So I do appreciate this forum, but you so much. As you know, you and I are simpatico. I mean, we have so much in common. We have so many parallels. Every time we talk, it's just crazy. So yeah, I really love having this forum for others to hopefully benefit from.
So we've had some fun on some of the shows, and we've also talked about some serious stuff. So I think we should just, I was just thinking, it could be almost like, you know, when there's like fast pitch or fast fire. And I think someone that we like to honor that's not in this current earth realm is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, Ruth.
Yeah, go Ruth. Shout out to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So maybe, yeah, can you just do a mindful pause or discussion on why she means so much to you and the spirit of her, and I will as well?
Well, I think because I'm in the middle of this justice fight, you know, having someone like her that had reached the highest pinnacles of her career and was so well respected and gave up so much of her own life to really focus on justice to the best of her ability and see that her legacy was going to be carried through. She had conviction, determination. my morals, standards, values, which I know both you and I stand for, whether it's on a justice plane or on a personal plane. So, you know, she's an icon and someone to be respected and to model yourself after. Having someone like that leading the challenge, even though she's no longer with us, is something to remember and look forward to, even when you're maybe not having a great time with your own fight that you're fighting. It gives you hope to not give up and count on the justice system and just, you know, keep that momentum going towards what you know is right.
So I love that. Cheers. And I think it's really important when we're here, any part in the world, that when we're trying to call in our own belief system of our ancestors that have passed or icons that are living or people that are social activists, I think this is a time for humanity rolling out of this pandemic and now with the war on Ukraine of really thinking, what does justice mean and what does that mean for all of us? And one thing that I want to just quote from the very first episode you and I did together was that you and I both believe in the power of sisterhood, yes, unseen energy, and also have been and continue to respect the spirit of justice, hope, and truth that Ruth Bader Ginsburg evokes beyond time, space, and matter. I think that's really important, this beyond time, space, and matter.
Well, you know, if you can conceive it, you can do it. You can create it. You can live it. So having these things in your mindset and just living yourself with those rules and those standards and just being the best you can be on a daily basis, that's really all anyone can ask of themselves and of others. So keeping those things in your mind, your heart and your mind, you know, gives you proper direction, I think.
And you and I've covered showing up, not having it, and being in touch with your warrior spirit. And one of the things, besides just the concept of fighting the fight, I think when you have fun phrases, yeah, they really help inspire you, right? And lately, you, with all the fights you're fighting, and then also this parallels the pulse of consciousness. And we've been saying, super not having it. Dun, 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 dun. So do you want to go ahead?
And that phrase, yes, I coined it, you know, not having it. We've all reached our limit with things in time, and I'm just not having it. I'm tired of this or whatever it is. Everyone, I'm sure, can relate to that phrase. But yeah, more lately, it just comes into play in so many different ways, whether it's, you know, justice or your personal life or dealing with a rude person on the phone or whatever it is. We all have enough managing life, and particularly when these other challenges are coming in, that a lot of this stuff is just so unnecessary, and it all ties in. It's not having it. It is your warrior spirit. It is all of these things. It is showing up for your friends, showing up for yourself, doing what you think is right for yourself, for others, and for situations. It all ties in, and they're good mantras to have.
Absolutely. And so you are a serial entrepreneur. And you, like many people, have, you know, an industry, which we won't go into, that relies on, you know, the economy being open. Sure. So your journey and your super not having it and not having it is one that many people are feeling right now. You know, how do people, you know, come out with, you know, their entrepreneur times? And maybe you can share some of the things, tips and tools you've learned to stay in the neutral space or shift things from crisis into your own thrive with kind of the super not having it. Can you give some examples that people can relate to?
Well, I think for most everyone, this was a time of really reinventing ourselves. For me, in some ways, I was basically in a holding pattern, one, because a lot of my time had to be devoted to this other justice cause. Two, because yes, certain things and industries were on hold with COVID, as with so many people. So you're having to learn how to thrive anyway, personally and professionally. So there's a lot of reinvention. There was a lot of personal development, I believe, a lot of introspection. So many people that I have talked to, they've changed so greatly over this time of COVID, myself included, and in good ways. I think it really taught us to think about what's really important as individuals in our relationships, whether they're personal, interpersonal, or other, and business as well. So it did just have to come to a time where you wanted to think about alternatives. And let's face it, the world will never go back to the way it was. Most people, quite honestly, are happy from working from home. Employers are happy to not have high rents for commercial space. Their employees seem to be more happy working from home and yet productive. So things will permanently now change. And this is a very interesting time in our history, where this all has happened. It's been highs, it's been lows, it's been a lot of devastation, but also a lot of learning and growth, hopefully, and moving forward into the next chapter with positivity, not negativity. I know there's a lot of fear about a lot of change, but that is when you are getting to the not having it stage and you are standing by your own personal morals and convictions, what you think is right or wrong for you, and how you need to move forward successfully, both as an individual and as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. And I think when you are staying in your own integrity and you're kind of deciding who you want to work with, who you want to play with, who you want to date, and how you want to shape your life, one thing that you and I have spoken about off show and kind of tongue in cheek way are green flags, pink flags, and red flags. So do you want to pick a topic or an area to broadly discuss and how we support one another as sort of the women empowering women or friends or entrepreneurs?
Well, we do. I mean, for those of you listening, I'm sure you've gathered by now, if you've heard our shows before, that Denise and I are actually very, very close. We met because of a particular reason, but we know that that was not the reason we were supposed to meet. It was for all these other beautiful things that our friendship has evolved into. A lot of it is about sisterhood, mutual support, mutual understanding, similar mindsets, goals, and really supporting one another with our thoughts, whether it's dating or career goals or whatever it is. We respect each other tremendously. I know you do, I, as well as I do for you. And, you know, it's really important to have that element. So it's great also to have a fun friend like we have with our friendship when we are discussing some of these topics and you go, oh, no, 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 that's a 911. No, no, that's a pink flag. That's a bit of a green flag. Oh, definite red flag. Stop right here.
So do you want to share some examples of those? Like, not just,
would you like to share some? I'm happy to.
I just want to have some fun because, you know, we're talking about fighting the fight, justice, not having it. And I think one thing people probably realize the most during this time in history is how important our health and happiness is. And what I'm hoping is that we don't get so frenetic again and society speeds up, because when we were in the lockdown, I think we realized how important our health is. And I think going forward, boundaries, like in the different shows, I think you listen, Kimmy Seltzer and I did a Boundaries and Breadcrumbs on Diva Discussions. I've been interviewing Donna Anderson on Rocking a Betrayal. And Kathleen O'Toole and I just did a Trusting Your Guts. There's a lot of these different shows that cover this in different ways. But I have to tell you, I think when people's words, thoughts, and actions match up in any relationship consistently, those are green flags. I was just speaking to someone, I don't want to say, you know, someone about dating this week, and they know what they want. They know what their family plan is. They know what their kind of dating age range is. And we made sort of a kind of what's your mission statement to the world of what they wanted. And I was just being a good critical thinker with them this week and kind of, you know, when you mirror back to each other, which is what I think you and I do. And she was just saying, you know, these are the pink flags, or this is how the last relationship ended, or this is how he already ghosted me for 1 month. And I'm like, oh my God, this is already a red flag.
Right.
And so when someone's doing the ghosting, and, you know, you and I, you've texted me before, 911, don't do it. Don't say
it. Don't do it.
Don't step away from the text. least.
Right.
So
I think, you know, to sum this up, particularly with the pandemic and everyone being at home more, when you're talking about your health, that also parlays right into being way more selective with your time, with your body, with your time, with your connections, because everyone needed to be a little bit more careful about things. So it taught us actually to look for these green, pink, or red flags before we may have let some of it slide. If we were like, oh, you know, not really looking as deeply into the depths of some of these actions. But now we are becoming more critical, both of ourselves, of individuals we're interacting with, and situations. So it taught us to be more selective. It taught us to look more deeply into this. And as you're doing that, the benefit of that then became really setting your boundaries, keeping your value sets high, setting your standards, and expressing it in a way, I have to say, people get it. When you express it, they actually have so much more respect for you. They get it. They understand where it's at. And that's been one of the good things that's actually come out of this, I think, when you're talking about dating and personal relationships, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. So do you have any green flag or pink flag or red flag general examples or things you've heard from some of your colleagues?
I love your term pink flags. I think that's hilarious. You were the first one who mentioned that to me, because we all know what the red flags are, and, you know, green flags, okay, good for go. But the pink flags are like, you know what? There's something a little off about that. It's not something slapping you in the face with a red flag, but it's still kind of like something's off. So again, I think it's based on the individual and whatever your particular standards or boundaries are. And as long as you explain them, you exert them, you live them, you know, you set it by example, you'll find you're getting a much higher level of response. But yes, if someone is not, these are basics, someone's not showing you the right level of respect, the right level of interest. We all know how men and women interact, and it is up to the man to make certain advances and keep certain things going and show the proper level of interest. When people don't do that, it doesn't matter what they say. When their actions are not showing up with their words, that's the bottom line. It's very easy to just, you know, in the past, women, I think by nature, would confront it, or you didn't do this. No, you just silently back away. Silence.
Do you want to give an example, or should I give an example?
Why don't you give an example?
Well, you know, you and I have also mirrored. We're both, well, I'm going to speak for myself that I'm strategically single. And I have to say, I'm really proud of my own personal boundaries, because I feel very fortunate. I've had very successful relationships, and relationships, I believe, last, you know, as long as two people are both growing, and I like 1 + 1 is infinite. And I will tell you, my clarity on what I want as far as dating, and also just respecting anyone's family life or my family time, and being with someone who I would say is not a flow interrupter, is really important. And so it's been so easy for me. And I know my neuro style with dating is very clear. Like as Kimmy Seltzer would say, you have to be strategic. Shout out to Kimmy, by the way. I'll make sure I put a link.
I adore her. She's fantastic.
Right. Yeah, she is. But strategy and dating, let's just discuss that a little bit. And for me personally, I am so enjoying my son. I know everyone, my son, you've seen a lot, you've heard a lot of my son lately, but he was about to turn 13, and he's 13 now. And he wanted to do some shows, and my own boundaries, when we're talking about dating or boundaries or how we want to spend our time, he's needing more of me right now all of a sudden. And so that's making me really, really fine tune when I'm deciding my strategy with going out. Yeah. I usually, before I go out with it, when it's a dear friend, I make sure that my values are in alignment. And I even do the check-in, like, are you in the mood to be more playful? Or do you want to do a little bit of networking and a little bit of play? And then I do that when I'm doing any online dating swiping. If anyone's been single, you swipe left if it's a no, and right if it's a yes on Bumble. That you put little X's on Tinder. There's Hinge. There's all kinds of things. So I have found that my clarity and my awareness of what I want in my career, how much time I want to spend, and also what I want to talk about. That's making it really easy now to be clear on what red flags and pink flags are. And I'm actually really not putting up with pink flags. Well, I will put up with pink flags if someone's in crisis and maybe they're not, like, if they've given me enough data before that their words, thoughts, and actions add up and they're green flags. I mostly have been green flags. I will put up with a little bit of pink flags. In the dating realm, absolutely not. I have no time. I have an incredible mission and vision. Got my son that wants to hang out all the time. And so I'm into super not having it. So I, you know, to the point where I'm sure if Kimmy was like assessing me, she'd be like, oh my God, you have people off the island before they can even begin to get on the island. So.
That's the thing. I mean, there's, let me say this. I don't think there's any right and wrong to any person's personal dating strategy, wants, needs, or desires. I can tell you mine have changed over the years. There's been different phases in my life where there was something I wanted and then I changed and I wanted something differently later on. As long as you're getting your own needs met, whatever they are, and you're doing that honestly, that's okay. It's all good. You're fine-tuning your needs right now because, as you said, your son is needing you more. So your time is less, your patience is less, and you are strategically choosing people that would fit in to your particular needs and world right now. Mine's the same. I'm very busy occupationally and with my justice situation. So my time is a lot different than it used to be. Therefore, my needs are different than they used to be. And my mindset is different. My time is very valuable. So I'm not even accepting any level of a pink flag. I mean, somebody really has to show up and really needs to earn my trust and my interest to even gain my time. And honestly, that's how it should be for anyone all the time. But
I want to give a tip. I think it's important. So, you know, I've talked about this on many different shows and on my posts, but the more sensory input we give into making any decision, we go into like a deeper dive into what I call the moment of now. And you and I have gotten together to do journaling. We mirror back to one another. I want to give an example of kind of a, maybe something where it's like a power play. And I want to be mindful because, you know, I want people that I work with to not, I think if you're calling a business meeting and consistently, you know, it's fine if someone's running late or they don't show up occasionally. But if they say they're going to be somewhere, whether it's in person, on a Zoom, on a call, and they're chronically late and you let them know and you give them some warnings, you have to make the decision of how you're going to kind of hit reset with them. Or look at yourself and look at your time and decide which projects you want to work on, because we all have to be very, very mindful. That actually then contributes to better health, better immune system. You want to work with people who have personal and professional integrity with themselves and others.
All right.
And so well, I think
someone being chronically late all the time for a Zoom or a phone call, I mean, my goodness, you don't even have to physically show up. That's basically letting you know that this particular meeting or circumstance is really not a priority for that person. And let's be serious, there's no sugarcoating that. It's not like they would get on and say, oh my gosh, you know, I just left this big meeting, or you know what's going on, or they're actually trying to fit this in. You pretty much know that some of these people don't necessarily have that busy of a schedule. So when they can't even make a show, or it's late, or it's muted while they're clearly doing something else in the background, I mean, please don't waste my time. Let's not bother. I mean, let's just be serious about what you're doing. But that's all good data. That's a word of
yes, we use that a lot. It's data. That's how you stay neutral.
Sure. It's data. It's fact gathering information. You don't necessarily even need to confront these people about this. You're collecting this information for yourself. We're adults. We're all individuals. We're primary thinkers. It's, you know, it's just knowledge for your own cap to decide where you want to put your time, perhaps in the future, and not, particularly if you're saying you've mentioned it a time or two and it continues to happen. Well, okay, then maybe this needs a little reconsideration.
I want to give you a compliment. You have been very clear in 2022 in your, you know, you said that from a dating perspective, you've been very selective, but you've been, would you want to comment on your kind of newfound level of boundary setting, or is that too personal? Well, you don't have to give too many details, but
I'm not going to say it's newfound.
It's better. It's superpower charged. It's instead of just not having it, it's like super not having it, but you do it with grace. You do it with love.
Yes. And that's the thing. You do it with authenticity and just strictly truth. There's no need to be arguing or what have you. You express your value set. You express what you're looking for, what you're not looking for. It's okay if it's not a match, but you know, my time is valuable. I'm not looking to waste my time on something that I don't really see as being significant or meeting my needs in that moment, in that time, or for the future. Once you express it, if that behavior continues to happen, okay, no one's perfect, but you know, if the behavior continues to happen, personal or professional, then there comes a time where you just stop responding. I mean, as you know, I had a situation fairly recently, and you know, after a couple months and a couple of outreaches from this individual, I finally decided to respond and let them know why I just didn't have the time to respond earlier, because it just didn't seem like it was going to be necessary. It wasn't going to fill the need. That might sound, I'm being vague, so I don't want to sound
harsh. No, I know that. So let's shift topics. So the bottom line too is, with you being the mystery diva, and not, we also, you know, people don't have a lot of data about you, but
I'm very playful. I'm always understanding. I'm so giving. I'm so understanding. But you know, yeah, I'm learning to just not be so. I mean, trust needs to be earned, not automatically given.
Can you, without saying like the level, I think one of the things that when people are here, and I've now known we need to stay more under 30 minutes because people listen more, but you've been going through a justice matter that has to do with fraud.
Yes.
And I've got a whole new season 2 of Rocking a Betrayal that I did not know was going to get birthed since our last talk. And the serendipity of that is that I had Donna Anderson's book, Love Fraud, and mine was like a lot of business. It's all kind of mixed in, but I had that book on my shelf and I didn't even want to read the whole thing. And I thought, someday I'm supposed to work with this woman. And the same day that her publicist reached out to me was the day that you were in deposition against your sociopath. And I just want to say, I think it'd be really nice. There's times when especially people that are entrepreneurs, there's a lot, and we're all in this together. There's 7.8 billion people on earth. The poverty level, the inflation level, the war, the pandemic, it's a real time to be very careful of people trying to commit fraud or pull one over or do different things. You've been really fighting a fight. There's been some really tough days. Can you give just a window into how you're staying above water, some of your healthy tips while you're kind of in a justice legal situation? Because a lot of people go through this, whether it's in business, in personal life, in relationships, but this isn't one of your toughest times you've ever gone through in your life. And I feel like you've really been fighting the fight.
I have been. And again, I've always known that it was the right thing to do, just to expose this situation so other people wouldn't get damaged. I had already found out that there were many others that had already been as well. And that was one of the reasons that inspired me to not give up. I think it's just, you know, it's your own personal thing. I am a warrior. You know that. I am not tolerating the situation that someone could actually think they could get away with it. And then you're hearing some of the feedback, how they're joyful about it. And all these other people also were affected. So it's just one of those things. Yes, there's good days and there's bad days. You just have to know that there's a reason why this is happening. I mean, yeah, it sucks when something like this comes to you. Let's not sugarcoat it. But, you know, the Lord, the universe, whoever brought it to you, so maybe you could be the one to do something about it. There's so many of these stories now. You hear about this all over the place, you know, starting with the Dirty John series, and then there was, you know, Benita Alexander, and, you know, Cindy Pardini, and, you know, the Tinder swindlers, all these types of things out there. And I want to say, people, please be most mindful about social media. I cannot tell you how many outreaches I get where people pretend they're interested in a friendship or dating or blah, blah. The next thing they're talking about investing or bitcoins or this or that. There's women talking women. There's men talking women. It is beyond ridiculous. How many Dr. Phil shows do you need to see? It's, I think people are so desperate these days, you know, financially themselves, that, you know, between this and these scads of fans only people who are selling their bodies just so they could stay in their New York apartments. I read an article about that. The world is really changing. Standards are changing. Values are changing. Too many people are in survival mode. They don't seem to have the morality and the value set of our past. And I think it's important for an individual to try and set your own values and set your own standards and try and live by that, even if it's tough, and just do the right thing. The right things will eventually come.
Well, thank you for our time tonight. And I know this is just more like a catch up, a little bit of a, hey, where have you been?
And interject on that, because where have you been? The last time we spoke, you had just reached the 45,000 level with people listening to your podcast. You're now over 51,000. So it happens real quick with Dr. Denise. Whatever you're doing and saying, it's vibing with people out there and they are excited to tune in. You have also been named Podcaster of the Month on Blueberry. Congratulations, Dr. Denise. That is incredible. I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy for your listeners and your patients, and really, kudos to you.
Thank you. And I just want to say that you inspire me and everyone listening inspires me. I've gotten some feedback on some of the different series, how they're really good or they've really helped. And this for me is a labor of love. And I think one of my integrities in fighting the fight is meeting with people like yourself and some of the other guests, or giving my son the opportunity to shine. And one thing that Todd Cochran said, who's the CEO of Blueberry Podcasting, that the one beautiful thing about podcasting is the freedom of speech and reminding everyone that they have a voice. I want everyone to feel empowered and know that you're not alone. And Mystery Diva, thank you for tonight. And oh my gosh, also, I love the new microphone, and we've got a new asset, and it's just a lot of fun. We got to play, right? We got to remember to play.
I love the asset. Thank you so much for putting that together while we keep the mystery going.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Gosh. Good night.
Thank you so much. Bye.